Hey everybody, it's Chris Aiken from the Classic Metal Show. And before we get to this next video, I just wanted to tell you that if you are looking for a way to make some money, to get yourself into the green, get out of the red, hook up with me. It's very, very, very simple. Just go to attaboy.com, ATABOY.com, and I will show you how to make some money with a low investment. And it's something I'm doing myself. It's not something I'm just hawking. So do it today. Hyperfund is the place. And again, attaboy.com. You can watch a little video that I've put together for you. You can watch some other videos there, and you can learn for yourself how to get yourself some cash. So let's do it, okay? All right, here's the video you actually came to see.
Show right here on the ClassicMetalShow.com. Kicking off the show tonight, we heard something from Armored Saint with Aftermath. That one is picked out by our good friend Sal in the chat room. And we just heard something there from Metal Church Within Harm's Way. And a guy who knows a little bit about being in harm's way is my good friend and partner, Chris Aiken. What's going on, Chris?
What is up, sir? How are we doing?
Well, we're back. We're back again on a very, very frigid Saturday night. I don't know if it's as cold over there as it is here, but we're in the single digits here.
Yeah, I don't know what it is here. It's pretty fucking cold, and they're saying with the wind chill, it's going to be like negative tonight. It's a whopping 12 here. It's fucking heat wave. 12.
Look at that.
I literally have a heater within touching distance of me to keep me warm here tonight.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That little office, it gets hot in the summer and cold in the winter.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm back. We're back. I certainly hope we're back and ready to do a better show than last week.
Oh, you know what? That's kind of funny because my nephew actually texted me today.
Yeah.
And he said, really good show last Saturday. And I said, really? I
Liar.
Said, Chris and I thought it was very marginal at best. I said, we just couldn't get into a groove.
Yeah. I thought the last segment was good.
Yeah. It just, I don't know what happened. I guess we're just not used to having two guests back to back.
I think it was just a lot of things, you know, and I'm going to take more responsibility than you on this. I got completely out of rhythm last week. And as much as it sounds like I'm an absolute kook, maybe I am, because I didn't take my nap at the right time last week. I didn't have enough sleep. I didn't drink my coffee. So I was tired and yawning from like 10:30 on. You know, it was just like, you know, the guests took us out of our rhythm that we didn't get started the right way. Everything just felt wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I thought it was blue.
Yeah. You know, it happens. I mean, hell, we do 48 shows a year, and you know, yeah, we get one or two, you know, stinkers, but yeah, what the fuck, you know, it's still for free.
Yeah. And you know what? 7 days later, we get a chance to be good again. So it's all good.
Exactly. And nobody will remember the last show.
That's right.
You're only as good as your last show.
And the funny thing is, we'll hear it 6-8 months from now, and we'll laugh our ass off. And
well, that part is true. That part is true. It's like, oh, that was that shitty show, but it wasn't so bad after all.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't so bad, but it sure felt off. I'm telling you, last week when we were like, we're out, boom, I didn't even bother processing it. I just was like, fuck this. Going to bed.
Yeah, well, you know, you maybe were. Maybe you were tired.
Yeah, I definitely was tired. It just was a perfect storm of everything not falling together correctly.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I always look forward to the show. I think we're not used to having guests back to back, and our guests were good.
Yeah, they were fine.
You know, but it was just that we're just not used to hosting, you know, two guests in a row like that. So yeah. Whatever it was, it's in the past, and we're here tonight.
That's right, ready to go.
Yeah, really, no kidding. So anyway, I've been trying to think of stuff to do, you know, outside of work.
Okay.
And man, we just live in a fucked up time now.
Sure.
You know, it just I don't know, the joy in life is gone, man. It really is.
Well, you got to really plan to do anything these days, that's for sure. And you literally have to, if you're going to do anything, you have to except that it's not going to be as good as it was before.
No, it never will be. And you know, I've been doing a lot of reminiscing, and I've been watching some old movies and kind of reliving some of the, you know, some of the better times and stuff. Sure. And I go, man, life was so much more fun and carefree. Even though you may have had issues here and there, it was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I'm just existing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they want. They want to take the fight out of you.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of making plans and stuff, I did touch base with our good friend, Eric Ferrantinos. And
okay.
I booked my trip to LA at the end of the month.
Nice.
So I will be out there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and come home Sunday.
When is that? That's 2 weeks from now?
That's 26th, 27th.
Okay.
I believe 27th is a Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, cool.
And yeah, so I'm going. I booked it. I'm telling you what, the only upside to this whole stupid COVID shit.
Yeah.
Everything is so cheap because everybody's begging for business.
First class ticket, $199.
Well, it wasn't that cheap, but it was half of what I normally would pay.
Right.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I normally, if I have my choice, I will fly American almost all the time.
Okay.
My second one would be United.
Okay.
Then you got the other carriers, you know, you got the Southwest, which, you know, that's Cattle Call Airlines and, you know, some of the other smaller airlines like Spirit and whatnot. I've never really flown those, but when I was booking my trip,
yeah,
I could get a round trip ticket on Spirit Airlines for $81.
Of course you could. Of course you'd need to buy three seats just to fit in it, but
but I opted for, as you said, I did opt for the first class.
Yeah,
because there was no NAM this year. So, you know, I normally go out in January and there was no NAM. And so I thought, okay, I'll check out the first class seats. $500 round trip first class.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I normally pay, in the past, I've paid anywhere between $700 and $1,200, depending on the time of year or, you know, availability.
Mm-hmm.
$500 round trip first class.
That ticket that I ate from Bob, from going to Bob's premiere last year.
Yeah.
$1,200.
Yeah.
That I donated to fucking, I think, American Airlines.
Yep. So, yeah. So I booked it. And then, you know, then, yeah, I wanted to get something kind of close to the whiskey in West Hollywood over there. So okay. I was checking out some of the, you know, the hotels over there. Man, you can get these suites over there. Not that I plan on spending a ton of time in my room, but
right.
The accommodation's just cheap.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, you could get these big suites for, you know, for, I'm going to be out there Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and then come home. So basically three nights. Yeah. I could get this massive suite for like $400 for the three nights.
Dude, you better check just to be sure that you don't have to have fucking testing and all that.
No, they don't. I did check that. Because the little warning thing did pop up saying about the whole quarantining and all that. And they only have that if you're coming in from outside the country.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I'm just saying the hotels themselves, some of the hotels won't let you in if you have, I know out here anyway, there's a few hotels that have said that if you don't have a positive or a negative COVID test within, just call the hotel, but if you don't have a negative test within like 10 days or some shit, I don't know what it is because I haven't had to stay, but they won't let you stay.
Well, I haven't seen that, but I did see, you know, like the little warning thing. Mm-hmm. Checking local ordinances and all that kind of stuff, and it did, they just more or less just applied to people coming in out of the country.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you might just want to make that phone call before you book something and get there. And then they say, fucking beat it, scumbag.
So, yeah. So I booked that. And so I'm going to go and hopefully the weather will be nice.
Right. Yeah.
It's not always nice in Southern California. I mean, there's a high probability that it will, but I've been in Southern California, you know, where you hope it's going to be nice and it never gets up above like 55.
All right. Well, you know what? Why don't you go stand outside for 2 minutes and then tell me how nice 55 would be.
Well, I agree. But when you go, you hope it's going to be nice and sunny and maybe you could, you know, not have to wear a jacket, you know?
Right.
but yeah, so I'm going to go to the Stephen Piercy thing. It's a invite only deal, and it's two nights. It's both Friday and Saturday night. I guess it's going to be Piercy playing solo on Friday. And then I guess they're going to have shoot this for like some kind of a video release.
Yeah. That docu-series.
Yeah. And I guess on Saturday, it's going to be like a question and answer type thing, or where people talk about their experiences on the Sunset Strip.
Right.
You know, and I guess it's going to be, I don't know if it's question and answer type stuff, or if it's just people who, you know, live during that era telling their story. I'm not really sure exactly what the format is, but Piercy told Eric that of anybody who should be there, I should be there.
Well, there you go.
So I'm gonna go.
Maybe you'll get into this documentary.
Maybe. So who knows? I just want to get out of town. That's all I care
about. I'm with you. Well, you should get into this one to make up for Bob snubbing you on part two.
You know what? The thing is I was in Band versus Brand, which that was a thrill in itself, but I'm not worried about not being in the second half of the Bay Area Godfathers.
Well, I'm demanding you take my parts out since you're not in. If you're not in, I'm not in. God damn it, Andean.
Gotta stand united.
Dude, you watched it, I take it?
I did not get to watch the whole thing, you know, I was saving that for tomorrow.
Okay. Dude, I'm a goddamn superstar.
Yeah, look at you.
I was in it, I think I counted six times.
Yeah.
And all of the stuff, I didn't sound like an idiot. I was pretty happy about that.
creative editing always does it.
Yeah. That's it. He cut it down to just the smart takes, but I sounded like I knew what the fuck I was talking about. I was pretty happy with that.
Well, I'm glad that that all panned out, and you know, you got a nice representation in the video. Mm-hmm. You know, I got that little bit in the first, you know, the first part. Sure. Which was fine. I'm just glad Bob thinks enough of us to include us.
Yeah, me too. And dude, it still makes me smile every time I was watching I watched all the way to the end, and at the credits, it was me, you, and the Classic Metal Show. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I was like, thank you. I love that.
Yeah, that's cool. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And I'm looking forward to the Drew movie.
Yeah, Dwellers.
Yeah, looking forward to that coming out officially.
Yeah, and that's in a couple of weeks, you know, itself, so. I can't wait. Dude, look at us movie stars now.
Yeah. Yeah. Just getting in on little cameos, little snippets here and there. It's paying off big time.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So, well, you know, again, I'm just always happy that anyone thinks of us to say, hey, could you know, we'd like you to be a little part of this.
Yeah. Well, maybe in Drew's next movie, we'll actually be in the movie. Who knows? Instead of just doing a cameo.
Yeah. Well, since they seem to like the Akron Canton area, we're right in there.
Yeah, why not?
since the last two that Christine and this Dwellers was kind of, you know, mentioned or filmed somewhat in that area.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, we'll ride on down. Sure, why not?
Right.
We'll be a couple participants at the coffee house or something.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, maybe we'll star in it.
Yeah, look at that.
You don't know. Look, Douglas Esper, who is the star of Dwellers, is, you know, he's not an actor. He's a guy. He's a guy I've known for 20 years. You know, he's just a guy. You know, I mean, he's a musician guy, but he's a guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's not, he didn't come down from the audition for whatever movie to do this one instead. You know, it was this or, you know, go to his day job, I guess. You know? So you never know.
Yeah, well, we'll be glad to jump in there anywhere, anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
So
Drew needs to start writing something that looks like a Chris Farley movie. I could be the fat guy in that movie, whatever that would be.
Nice.
Call it Timmy Boy. I'll
right.
be Timmy.
Chrissy Boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Too good, man. But yeah,
can you go, oh, that's gonna leave a mark.
Yeah, Fat guy in a little coat. I could do that scene.
Well, anyway, I am going to watch the documentary tomorrow, the second half of the Bay Area Godfathers. I was saving that. I've been on a Sopranos kick.
Nice.
I restarted the series, and in the next hour, I'm going to give you some viewpoints that I didn't have the first time around. So,
okay, dude,
this I know as much as you like the Sopranos.
Love it.
You know, I thought it's available. It's out there. You know, on HBO Max. So I'm going to go watch this, and so that's what I've been kind of
killing time with
after work. You know, because it takes me from the time I get home until the time I turn it on to the time I go to sleep. That's what I've been watching is the Sopranos. It's taken me, I think I started it Sunday.
Okay.
And here we are Saturday, and I'm halfway through the third season right now.
Okay. Yeah. You're leaving it on and falling asleep.
yeah. But if I fall asleep, I go back and
sure. You
know, started where I remember where I left off.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But dude, after, you know, almost three seasons worth, I definitely have some takeaways from it.
Okay. Have you ever checked out the Sopranos podcast with Christopher and Pussy?
I'm aware of it, but I have not heard it. I know you mentioned it before.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's actually... they just analyze episodes. You know, it's pretty good. They just pick an episode and then analyze it. It's a pretty good documentary, hearing it from, you know, the guys that were actually in it. It's
right.
pretty interesting.
Yep, absolutely. So that's kind of what I've been filling time with, and, you know, just kind of ignoring all the bullshit that's going on in this country and with this sham government and, you know, all the horrific, I'm just going to have to be like Nero and sit back and watch the country burn, because unfortunately that's where we're headed. And I just feel powerless to be able to do anything about it.
Well, you got your weapons. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, I know, but man, it just makes me absolutely sick.
Yeah.
Makes me sick. I am so disturbed over everything that's going on. I just don't know what to think about it.
No, well, you just don't, dude, you can't worry about it.
I can't. That's the whole idea. I just can't worry about it. But it's just like, what do you do? You know, what can you do?
Nothing. You watch the Sopranos.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. And, you know, I hate to be the ostrich who just buries his head in the sand, but I just really don't, I'm at a loss as to what can be done.
Dude, nothing. Keep your guns clean. Buy a crossbow.
Well, you did do that. So now tell me the impetus behind buying a crossbow. Tell me what you were thinking.
Dude, I was watching, I don't know if it was Sticks or somebody that was talking about how they're going to potentially try to tax people out of having their guns. And if you don't pay, I think it's $800 a year for insurance that you're going to have to give up your gun. And I was like, well, if they physically come and take my guns from me, I got to make sure I have something I can kill somebody with. And, you know, cause I'm still going to protect my house any way I can.
Right.
And I looked online and I found some cool crossbows. So I bought one.
You know? All right.
It was that simple. It literally wasn't like some long decision that I thought about for a long time or whatever. It was I forget what it's called. It's like called the painkiller or something. Let me find it real quick, but it really wasn't that expensive.
I saw the price. It was what, 3 1/4?
Yeah, $310 or something, 320, something like that. But it's called the Killer Instincts Lethal 405 crossbow.
Okay.
And it comes with three arrows and a gun that just looks fucking vicious. Yeah, I'll pop it up on the screen here. This is Killer Instincts. This isn't where I bought it from, but where is it? I don't even know. Share share screen. Chrome tab. Killer, where is it? Killer Instincts. Here we go. There it is.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah, but for $250, would you want to see that?
Now, how do you hold that to where you could actually use that site?
That I don't know. I just got it today and I didn't even take it out of the box yet.
I mean, you'd have to have that handle up by your face.
Yeah, I guess. Or
you'd have to have that handle like up along your cheek or something, right?
I guess if you turn your body sideways and you pack that hand, that grip there into your back shoulder, then you could look through that. You know what? I'll have it put together by next week and I'll do it right here on the camera.
Yeah. I'm real curious because that sight looks so close to that handle. I mean, I could see the pad on the handle.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. It just looks so close.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know exactly how that thing works, but I will figure it out, you know, just kind of having my, I just want to have as many weapons as I can in case they're needed.
Right.
You know, in case I can't get bullets. I can certainly make arrows if I have to.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm stocking up on the ammo.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I send you the link that somebody sent of a place in Indiana that you could go and buy ammo?
No, you did not.
I will send that to you. Somebody graciously sent us, hey, this store, and I don't want to say the name of the store because sure, I don't know how to ammo, but
right,
you know, they said, hey, this store in Indiana, but you have to go get it yourself. They won't ship it.
Well, that's all well and fine. That place that I've been buying it online, they seem to be fairly quick.
Okay.
And reasonable in price. And they seem to have, you know, sometimes they're out of stock, but when they do get it in, they ship pretty quick. So,
right.
So,
yeah. Dude, I mean, weaponry is what you're going to have these days. I mean, you have to.
Man.
You know, so, and you know, I mean, for me, I'm diversifying, I guess.
Yeah. Diversify that weapon portfolio, bitches.
Look at Skippy in the chat room. Chris, have you thought about a catapult? You know, we'll have to see what happens.
Right.
I wouldn't put it past me to build a catapult in my backyard and fire off some fucking something on fire and into the street over my house.
Right.
Why not?
Jeez. What a world, man.
Yeah.
I wake up every day and almost like I'm in some kind of a alternative universe or something.
Dude, with every stupid thing. With every stupid thing, I just can't even fathom that this is the world we live in, whether it's the, you know, the whole, you know, I don't know if you saw this, you probably didn't, but there was some panel on CNN this week and literally I'm not making this up at all. The host literally said that anybody that was a Trump supporter should be taken out with drone strikes because they should be treated the same way we treated Al Qaeda.
Yeah. As a domestic terrorist, yeah, or combatant.
Right. For supporting a sitting president.
Right.
You know, not some radical that was like out in the woods, you know, not Malcolm X or Louis Farrakhan or, you know, what was his name? David Koresh or whatever.
Right.
For supporting a sitting president.
Yeah.
She said that they should be able to take them out with the drone strikes. And the three on the panel are like,
Yep. Don't challenge that viewpoint.
Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah. Don't say a word about it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then people are thinking I'm crazy because I'm buying a crossbow. Fuck you.
Hey, Alan Killcaller, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Poonhounds? Lou from the Lou.
What's going on, Lou from the Lou? We always look forward to your insight and wisdom.
Wisdom, huh? That's using the term loosely, coming to describing me, but whatever, I'll take the compliment. But speaking of compliments, you know, not that I want to sound like, you know, I want to suck your dicks or anything like that, but you guys' worst show is better than most people's best show. So, you know, you know, with that said, you know, I'm sure that makes the hairs on your dick stand up or what have you.
No, but it really doesn't, Lou. It really doesn't.
I'm about ready to come in your mouth, Lou.
Well, okay. I don't love you like that, Neely. I'm sorry. I don't love you like that, right? But, you know, anyway, you know, Chris, it's your show. You do whatever the fuck you want with it. But if with Neely gone in a couple weeks, can you just have Stephanie as a co-host if you have a show so we can talk about her tits for 6 hours?
Dude, I have asked Stephanie a couple of times. The problem with having Stephanie on is that she's turned into like a fucking old lady and she goes to bed at like 8 o'clock.
Oh, Jesus.
She goes to sleep like really early because she yells at me.
Well, you're married.
Yeah,
if you were married to John Drake, wouldn't you go to bed early too?
Probably.
What spaghetti noodle dick? I mean, shit. So, but I know I'm a little late here talking about this, but Neil, you're talking about that documentary you were watching about Chicago and the inner city.
Yeah.
You know, well, I can describe what's going on in inner cities of Chicago. In any major city, I can describe it in 3 words. You know what the problem with those inner cities are?
I'm
niggers being niggers.
Jesus.
What it is. Niggers being niggers.
All right.
Simple as that. It doesn't matter what you give them or what you do, they're going to destroy whatever they have. And it just, and part of it, you know, it's really not their fault, okay? Because they were not meant to be in civilized society, all right? What did we do? We went, we got them out of the jungles, okay? Why are they such great athletes? Why can they jump and run and all that? Because they were meant to be running around in the jungles and climbing trees and running from lions and tigers and all that kind of stuff, throwing spears. They can't, I mean, every once in a while you get some that can assimilate and survive, but the majority of them, most of them, that they weren't meant to live in civilized society. They need to be, you know, when they wanted to be free or whatever, we should have rounded them up in a boat and sent them the fuck back. But we didn't.
Wow.
Jesus.
I mean, we would have been better off instead of just grabbing them from the jungles. We should have just went and got a bunch of damn Mexicans, you know. We should have just done that. You know, the Mexicans would freaking work. You wouldn't have to tie a Mexican up to the whipping post to get them motivated to work. They would work.
Right.
But, you know, so in some ways, I feel sorry because we did do them a disservice. They're not meant to run around and function in today's world. Modern technology, you know, being civilized people. I mean, look how they act in public. You ever sit in a movie theater with a bunch of them? You ever sit at a ball game by a bunch of them? You ever been in a mall or something and there's a big group of them? They don't know how to act. They ain't programmed to act. I mean, hell, they can't. Why do they have Ebonics or whatever? Because they weren't meant to speak English. They were meant to go run around going unga bunga, unga bunga. They weren't supposed to be speaking English.
Well, where did you get your anthropology degree there, Lou? I mean, what school did you go to, by the way?
I homeschooled myself.
So you're a self-studier.
Well, think about it, okay? If you want to get religion into it, even Archie Bunker mentioned this on one of the episodes of
the great philosopher Archie Bunker.
hey. Is if God meant us to be all together, wouldn't he have put us all on the same continent? He didn't. He spread us out all over on the world. You know, he put the blacks in Africa. He put the chinks over there in South Asia. Put, you know, the whites in Europe. Put the Indians, you know, what is North America. And, you know, if we were all supposed to be a big melting pot of diversity, he would have made us that from the get-go. But no, he separated us because he knew it wasn't going to work.
All right. Well, so, well, Lou, you
wait a minute. Whoa. No. Don't end this yet. I gotta ask Lou.
All right.
Realistically, Lou, and no bullshitting, no shock valuing us at all here. You don't think at all that the idiots that are creating the most crime are, you think that's everybody that's black? You don't think that that's just a very, very small subsection of black guys that are black guys, black people that are acting that way?
Okay, I'll be honest. All right. They're not every black, but every black's got a little N-word in them.
Oh, now you're going to watch your mouth? Okay.
Jesus. Everyone's got a little bit in them, all right? Let's be honest. You know, the old saying, you can take the Negro out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the Negro. So, I mean, it is what it is. And it's a behavior thing. If they would just act, you know, be civilized human beings, not talking movies, not trash neighborhoods or what have you, it'd be fine. But, you know, shit.
You're at a loss for words, Lou. You just shake your head and you just like, what in the hell is this world coming to?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll be, you know, I probably lost a couple friends this week that, you know, they were on the other side of the aisle. But when I went to go get gas over in Missouri a month ago at this time, I was paying $1.89 for gas. Now I'm paying $2.35 for it. And I texted my one friend who's a Democrat and said, remind me the next time I see you, I punch you in the fucking mouth. And he's like, well, what's that for? Because of your damn sissified feelings about mean orange man, I'm going to start paying out the butt for gas. I mean, you're going to need that $1,400 stimulus check to go get a tank of gas with that Alzheimer's idiot's doing. I mean, first day of office, shut down the damn pipeline, XL pipeline. And what's that dumbass John Kerry? I mean, why is it that this guy just keeps hanging around? What the fuck has that moron, lurch-looking motherfucker ever accomplished other than marry that Teresa Hines and live off her freaking money? Did you hear what he said for people who lost their job in a Keystone Pipeline? He goes, well, they can get a job selling solar panels. Oh, yeah. What? People are making $100,000 working on a Keystone Pipeline, and now they're going to sell solar panels? What, they're going to make a $30,000 base salary plus commission? I mean, get the fuck out of here. These goddamn, I just can't wrap my head around this kind of stupidity. You know, I mean, we'll be paying $3 for gas before too long, and then the booty judge wants to put a freaking mileage tax or another gas tax, so he's going to make it inexpensive to go any place. But, you know, hey, whatever, you know, we don't have the mean orange man tweeting anymore, so it's okay. You know, somebody like John Drake can tuck their dick in between their legs and pretend to be a woman and go play woman sports now. Yeah, great, wonderful. But that mean orange man's gone. Don't have him anymore. Bunch of jackass.
So, Lou, how do you classify the swarm of white millennials that were out there destroying our country all summer long?
People whose kids didn't beat them enough.
But how does that make all white people white niggers?
Make some bunch of faggot pussies because the parents didn't discipline their fucking kids. And part of this goes with the damn education.
No. Hold on, Lou. Hold on. I don't want you to classify those individual people. I want you to classify white people based on that behavior, the same way you're classifying black people based on their behavior.
They're terrorist thugs. They're just white thugs. So, white thugs. They're spoiled babies. They're
so you don't. So, if they're white,
You listen, hold on. Don't wait. Whoa. I'm going to let you say whatever you want to say, but you got to answer my question. If they're white guys that are doing it, you don't hold the race accountable. But if they're black, you do hold the race accountable. Is that correct?
I want to say they both deserve a bullet. All right. Both deserve a fucking bullet.
Yeah, but you're not saying fuck the white man.
Because you're being taught to feel guilty to be white.
I'm not being taught that at all. Dude, what I'm saying is, what I'm pointing out is that you want to, there's a certain want in your classification of black guys to just classify them all as fucking bad. That's all I'm saying. And maybe it's because that's the environment that you see, because living in St. Louis, I know it's bad. And I know it's bad downtown. I know it's bad in Gary, and I know it's bad in Chicago and whatnot. I get that. But what I'm trying to point out is that anytime you classify any group of people as a whole, you're always wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thanks for putting me in my place, Chris. I repent. My damn white privilege. I'm sorry, man. Damn. Jesus. My white guilt's overtaking me now. Yeah. I think I'm going to put up a Black Lives Matter sign in my yard and, give up, renounce my white race, my white privilege for the good of society. So, get rid of my toxic masculinity. What up, man? Come on. You sound like Mr. Rogers, man.
Who, me?
Or you want to do sing some Kumbaya together?
No. I'm not telling you to apologize or none of that shit. I mean, dude, feel the way you feel. I'm just saying, yeah, I'm just right. Making the point of, I'm just making the singular point of, there's white serial killers. Nobody thinks of white guys. Nobody looks at white guys and says, probably killed his fucking, friend. There's white criminals of all kinds, and nobody holds the race accountable. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not trying to make my stand for Black History Month here. I'm just saying in general that, judge the asshole as an asshole, but don't, you can't really say everybody's an asshole just because they're tan.
So while Neely's watching the Sopranos, I guess you've been watching Roots this past.
Have you, Chris? Have you been watching Roots?
I've been watching Roots. I would, though. It's a good movie. I did watch it back in the day.
Yeah, I did too. But,
quick before my manager comes in, though, I've been watching The Sopranos too the past couple weeks. I've actually gotten through season four. I'm just watching to get reacquainted with it before the movie comes out.
Right. You could probably skip season whatever it is, 5 or 6, when Tony's in the coma. That fucking sucks.
God, I actually forgot. It's been a while since I first watched it. I forgot he was in a coma.
Yeah, that's the worst season, where he's having all the dreams about being the insurance salesman from Connecticut or whatever. Fucking garbage. Yeah, well,
thanks for the heads up. I'll save a little time, more time I can spend in the gym. So, not watch that. But what? Last thing, though, what was your interpretation of the ending? Do you think the family just lived happily ever after, or you think somebody came in and whacked them?
Tony got whacked. I think the guy in the bathroom came out and whacked him. That's always been my thought, because they set it up all during that last season with all the little clues about, when it comes, you don't hear it, and you're alive, then everything goes to black, and they had all those little, the empty dock on the boat with the bell ringing and stuff. They had all those little clues in the final season. I think Tony just got whacked.
Yeah, but I tell you, his sister is one of the all-time annoying characters in the history of television.
Well, you're gonna like my next segment, Lou, so stay tuned.
God, I mean, hell, her and that Ralph. God, I was so glad when Tony kicked his ass and killed him. God, you remember that scene? scene where Tony's sister's fucking him in the ass with that dildo.
Yeah.
Who's your bitch? God damn, what? God, those two deserve each other. But anyway, I heard my footsteps on my manager, so hail and kill, fuck you, pal, hand job.
Happy Black History Month, Lou.
Lou's got some definite thoughts on things.
I guess he does. Jeez, oh man.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to tell anybody what to think. Think whatever you want to think. I'm just like, man, you know, somebody has to oppose the thought.
Yeah. Well, the thing is I agree with you that it boils down to individual responsibility rather than group responsibility.
Yeah. I've said it all the time. There's no grouping you can ever say ever that is true.
Yeah. None.
You can't say all black guys are lazy. You can't say all white guys have small dicks. You can't say all fucking Chinese guys know math. You can't say all Jews fucking don't spend money. You can't say that about anybody because all it takes is one to prove that you're wrong.
That's true. It's just that are there commonalities between, you know, groups? Yeah, there's commonalities, but is it for certain? No.
Yeah. You've never watched The Shield, have you?
I never did, no.
There's an episode of The Shield where they arrest this white guy, but he's a total wigger white guy. Like just, I mean, he really is. He's total with the ghetto speak language and the, you know, I mean, really bad. But he's like the best drug dealer in the town, in their little town, because he relates to the black guys and the white guys, so he can get away with more.
Right, right.
And they made such a point about that, about, you know, he shouldn't be able to, as a white guy, he should not be able to go into their town and be a successful drug dealer and, you know, with all the gangs. But because he adapted to the environment.
Yeah, he bridges the gap.
Yeah, exactly. But he broke the stereotype, and that was kind of what they were indirectly trying to say, you know, in that episode, was that the stereotype is always bullshit.
Right, right.
So,
I mean, there wouldn't be a word called stereotype if there wasn't a shred of truth to some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not an absolute truth. It's just, you know, you can, I mean, you know, I've said this before on the show. I mean, when I'm driving to work, going to or from work, I take the Indiana toll road.
Sure.
And if I'm driving and there's somebody who's got their ass parked in that left lane and they no matter, everybody's going around them on the right. In my mind, as I'm approaching this car in the left lane and everybody has to go around them on the right because they absolutely are just going to stay in that left lane regardless.
Right.
99% of the time, it's either a woman or a black.
Not an old person?
No, it's either a woman or a black. And when I get up there, I go, that's either a woman or a black, and I get up next to them, and sure as shit, it's either one or the other. Rarely is it somebody outside of that
demo
or that stereotype.
Right.
Actually, Sal has ridden with me on a few occasions, and I've said, look at this, Sal. I said, I'll bet you it's a woman or a black. And we would get up beside him, and he goes, dude, you called that so quickly.
I had no idea black people drove slow.
I didn't say slow. They just stay in the left lane.
Oh, no matter. So they might be driving the speed limit.
They might be driving the speed limit, but everybody else's might be going faster.
So people are right passing.
Yeah. So they have to go around them on the right, and they absolutely refuse to move.
Okay. I see.
It's like they stake their claim in that left lane, and that's where they're going to stay regardless.
I'm going 70 at a 65. You will wait.
Exactly. Exactly. But I just, you know, after, you know, years and years of driving and, you know, observing behaviors.
Yeah.
I can almost tell you who's driving that car.
Sure. PC in the chat room. Something tells me Neely didn't say black.
What are you trying to say about me? My name's not Lou.
Jeez.
But it's true. But see for yourself. You see if that doesn't prove out.
I'll pay attention to it now. I never have even thought. Of course, I don't drive anywhere, so that's...
Well, anybody who drives for any length of time on the freeway,
yeah,
and somebody is in the left lane and they just won't move over, I guarantee you it'll be a woman or a black.
Okay. I will check next time.
It's rarely outside of that demographic. It happens maybe 1% of the time, but most of the time it's just true. I don't know why that is, but it's a behavior. It's a behavior equality, and I don't know why.
In June or July, the next time I'm on the highway, I'll check.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
All right. I'm going to pick this song if you don't mind.
I don't mind. You go right ahead.
Cause I'm going to put this in honor of Lou.
Okay.
I'm go outside of the classic metal realm for a minute.
Okay.
How's about if we go with some Foreigner, Dirty White Boy?
Okay. All right. I think we could probably accommodate that.
Does that fit?
Yeah, pretty much.
That fits.
Dirty White Boy.
From Head Games, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're either that or Foreigner 4, one or the other.
It's not 4.
Just the Dirty White Boy. Mm-hmm. I think
sure it's Head Games.
It could be. You could be right.
I may be crazy.
All right. Well, let's play some Foreigner. Right. So, this is for you, Lou, dedication from, yours, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris to Lou.
That's right.
So it's Foreigner exclusively here
on your classic metal show. All right. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? And you know what else is a lot of fun? The CMS Podcast Network. That's right. CMSPN.com is the address. Make sure you go over there. Make sure you watch the episodes there. You listen to the episodes there. And maybe you even just subscribe so it's delivered to your phone, to whatever podcasting software you use. But do it from CMSPN.com. Once again, CMSPN.com, CMSPN.com, CMSPN.com. We'll see you next time, fucks.